What is up, guys? This is the Podcasters back again. I'm Parker Brulee.
Remy Kintar.
Chance Colwell.
And we are, once again, the Podcasters. Today, we don't have much this week. We're just going to discuss the March Madness tournament happened over spring break. And we have a special little segment for you. We're not going to tell you it yet, but we will tell you in a minute after we're done discussing March Madness. So I'm just going to jump right into it. We're going to go over all the rounds and all the upsets. Maybe not all the upsets, but you'll see how it's going to go. So first, our first game was Thursday, the 21st of March. Our very first game, Minnesota and Louisville played. And this was, I thought it was an upset. Minnesota beat Louisville. They're the seeded 10th. And then I'm just going to go through the easy games. LSU beat Yale. Auburn beat New Mexico State. Florida State beat Vermont. Michigan State beat Bradley. Maryland beat Belmont. Sorry there. But the score was only 77-79, so I feel like Belmont could have pulled that one out. Number 4, Kansas beat number 13, Northeastern. Now, this was a good game right here. It was Murray State versus Marquette, and Marquette was seeded higher going into the game. But Murray State pulled it out with Ja Morant. He was easily the best player over this round the March Madness has played so far, for me at least. Our next game was Florida versus Nevada, and Florida pulled that one out, surprisingly. They were seeded lower, beat them by 9. Kentucky beat ACU, standing for Abilene Christian University. Gonzaga beat FDU, don't know what that one stands for. Villanova beat St. Mary's, but St. Mary's only lost by 4, so they have, hopefully they have some people coming back to their schools, to their school, and hopefully they'll be better next year. Seton Hall. Seton Hall got beat by Wofford, which Wofford was seeded higher. Michigan beat Montana. Baylor beat Syracuse, which that was kind of a toss-up game. I thought Syracuse was going to win, but Baylor pulled it out. Purdue beat Old Dominion, and I know that game at half was really close. I think Purdue put up a lot of points in that second half. Iowa beat Cincinnati in the first round, which I found to be interesting, just because they beat them by 7 points. Oklahoma beat Mississippi, another toss-up game. Northern Kentucky lost to Texas Tech, which was obvious. UC Irvine beat Kansas State by 6, and UC Irvine was a number 13 seed, and that was amazing. I liked that, but not to Kansas State fans. Colgate lost to Tennessee. Gardner-Webb lost to Virginia. Oregon beat Wisconsin, which is really surprising me since Oregon was a total of 7 seeds below Wisconsin. Arizona State got beat by Buffalo, which I figured that was going to happen. Washington beat Utah, which could have been a toss-up game, but Washington blew them out. And real quick for you, North Dakota State lost to Duke. As you can see, we don't really like Duke. I don't think anybody does, other than maybe some people from North Carolina. But Georgia State lost to Houston. Liberty beat Mississippi State by 4, which is a little surprising to me. But it's okay, since they're 7 seeds lower. UNC beat Iona. Iona, is that how you say it, Remington?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. UCF beat VCU, which was another toss-up game. St. Louis got beat by Virginia Tech. Ohio State beat Iowa State, which was surprising to me. They only won by 3. And now I'll pass it over to Remington for the second round.
All right, guys. Now for the second round, we have Maryland losing to LSU, Wofford losing to Kentucky, Florida losing to Michigan, Murray State losing to Florida State, Baylor losing to Gonzaga, Minnesota lost to Michigan State, Villanova lost to Purdue, Auburn beat Kansas, Iowa beat Tennessee, Washington lost to UNC. And let me correct that last one. Iowa lost to Tennessee. UCF lost to Duke, unfortunately.
Can I speak on this one? So real quick, at this time when UCF was really close to Duke, Zion hit a free throw and hit an N1 on Taco Falls, who's a 7'6" person from UCF. He's like, I don't know, he's from somewhere in Africa, I think. Somewhere over in Asia or Africa. But anyway, I watched this game and I think this was a great game, and I think this just led up to Duke losing in the end, which, spoiler, but it was just kind of unfortunate for UCF, which by this time I was in the airport over at Florida, and people were just terrible. Like, not terrible, okay. They found it terrible that UCF lost. They thought they got cheated, but it was a good game by both of them. Okay, I'll get back to Remington so we can speak on the next games.
Continuing on, Buffalo lost to Texas Tech, Liberty lost to Virginia Tech, Oklahoma lost to Virginia, Ohio State lost to Houston, UC Irvine lost to Oregon, and then next we have the Sweet 16, so I'll throw it over to Parker.
Actually, we'll throw it over to Chance.
All right, guys. On to the Sweet 16. We had ranked number 4, Florida State, lose to Gonzaga. We had ranked 3, Purdue, lose to Tennessee. We had Texas Tech beat Michigan. And we had Oregon losing to Virginia. All right, the other side of the Sweet 16, we had Michigan State beating LSU. We had Auburn beating North Carolina. We had Duke, another lucky win by Virginia Tech.
Let me correct him. Another lucky win by Duke. Now I'll get back to Chance for our last game.
And number ranked 3, Houston, lost to Kentucky. All right, on to the Elite Eight, and I'm going to pass this over to Parker for the Elite Eight.
For the Elite Eight, there were some nice games in here. I found them very interesting. Texas Tech beating number 1, Gonzaga, who was a favorite to win. And reminder, at this point, all but 2 of the is it ACC? Yes, the ACC conference number 1 teams are out. So this can mean it's not gonna be good. Okay. Or I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. Virginia is still in. But anyway. Anyway, Gonzaga lost to Texas Tech. Virginia beat Purdue. Auburn beat Kentucky, which was a great game, by the way. I watched it on my way back from Florida. Michigan State beat Duke.
Wait. You're a Duke fan? Hold on. You're going for Duke in this tournament?
Come on, Remington. Get your head in the game. Come on. You're so bad at this.
I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's what we like to hear is cheers for Duke losing. Okay, now I will pass it on to Remington. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me repeat myself. That is the end of the games so far that we have seen when recording. This Saturday, there will be some more games determine the Final Four. And those games are Auburn versus Virginia, Texas Tech versus Michigan State. Now, I think we're going to do predictions on the championship game and the Final Four. Just, I'm going to pass it over to Chance for his predictions first, and he'll pass it over to Remington.
So, in the Auburn-Virginia game, I got ranked at number 5, going Auburn winning this game. I think they will pull it out. And the Texas Tech versus Michigan game, I got Michigan going a blowout. So, in the Final Four, in the championship round, I have Auburn versus Michigan. Then I think Auburn will pull this out.
Let me correct Chance once again. I'm sorry for correcting him so much, but it's not actually Michigan, and I think you guys understood this. It's Michigan State. So just bear with him here.
Same state.
Same state, but it's okay.
All right, guys. My prediction is going to be Auburn versus Virginia. I think Virginia is going to blow out Auburn. And for the Texas Tech-Michigan State game, I think it will be a very good game. And really, I want Michigan State to win, but I think Texas Tech is definitely going to win. So, and then with my predictions, if Virginia beats Auburn and Texas Tech beats Michigan State, it'll be Virginia and Texas Tech in the final two, and I think Texas Tech will end up winning.
And now for my predictions. For the first game, Auburn versus Virginia, I really do think that since last year, Virginia has a sour taste in their mouth from getting blown out in the first round. And I think Virginia is just, they have older guys, more experience, more, and Auburn doesn't even have their best guy. So I feel like, well, prayers for him for tearing his ACL, I think, right, Chance?
Yeah, that is correct.
He tore his ACL, wasn't no good. But they ended up beating Kentucky, so I think Auburn had a good run. I think a lot of their players are going to come back. But I think Virginia is going to pull out this game just because they have older and more experience. And then for the Texas Tech versus Michigan State, this is a toss-up game for me since they don't have the greatest offense, but they both have really good defense. But I think Michigan State definitely has the better offense. And that leaves, in my tournament, Virginia versus Michigan State. And I believe that Michigan State is going to overpower Virginia just because their defense is so good that I think they're going to force way too many turnovers. And I think it's just going to be a blowout. So that leaves Michigan State as our 2019 NCAA March Madness tournament winners, for me at least. Remington, do you have any opposing thoughts on my predictions? He does not. So, well, he must not like it if he's using that. So now, I think we are going to go over to movie reviews. Is that correct, Remington? I'll let you take over and explain.
Yes, we were going to throw in a new topic this week. It probably won't be very long, but I think we're going to review upcoming movies that are coming out in the summer and later on in the spring. So our first movie is going to be Avengers Endgame. And I think it's going to be a great movie, in my opinion. Parker, what do you think?
I agree with you, Remington. I really do think it's going to be a good game. No, Endgame got me there.
Wrong topic.
Yes, wrong. Very wrong topic. But I think it's going to be a good movie. Now, I think it's going to be better than Infinity War? Possibly, but it's going to be a throw-up. I would like to see how they bring back, like, Black Panther and Spider-Man. Because I know they're going to do it. Because they don't just get rid of one movie characters. So I would just like to see how they do that. But with Stan Lee kind of dying, I'm not sure how they're going to kind of do that, but that I'll have to see. I'll have to go watch it myself and say my opinions on it. But right now, I think it's going to be a decent movie. I'd give it a 7 out of 10 rating. How about you, Chance?
I'm not big into Marvel and superhero movies. To me, this movie is not going to be interesting to me, so I don't have any desire going to watch it. That's just my opinion on this.
But what would you rate it?
Like, just from the previews, I would rate it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, I'm going to pass it back to Remington for his rating on this movie.
My rating on the movie would definitely, without seeing the movie yet, be an 8 out of 10. And I think once you... And to be honest, Toy Story 2 was pretty good, too. See what I did there? Toy Story 2 was also good, too. But I think that we're going to close it out. From the previews that I've seen, it looks like a decent movie. They get lost in a carnival and they jump up in the back of an RV. But, you know, it's okay. And I think I'm going to give this rating a 6 out of 10. So, yeah, I think, is that it for today, guys?
Yep.
All right, guys. This is the podcaster signing off. We'll see you later.